In local news, new figures from the Department of Education reveal the South East is the only Queensland region to report a rise in school enrolments. The data shows Brisbane's North and South had the highest number of enrolments, with the South taking in 1,095 new pupils and the North 306. It also reveals that across the state, homeschool registrations rose by almost 19%, from 8,461 last year to more than 10,000 this year.
Specialist detectives are heading to the central Queensland community of Woorabinda after two children aged 2 and 3 died on Friday and were found separately. Police from the Child Trauma Unit Crime and Intelligence Command are due to arrive early this week to assist with the investigation. A crime scene remains in place and an investigation centre has been set in place at the Rockhampton Police Station.
In national news, over the weekend, 6 people have died on Victorian roads in 2 separate crashes. One crash in the small town of Pieris is believed to have been caused when the driver lost control of the vehicle before spinning off the road and hitting a tree, causing the car to burst into flames. Victorian police say the accident is the latest in a series of deadly crashes this year in Victoria, sending the state's road toll soaring past 2022 figures. The 2023 road toll figure in Victoria is currently 258, with 152 of those located in regional areas.
At least 2 homes have been destroyed and 24 people have had to shelter at a jetty overnight as a bushfire threatened the Tasmanian beachside community of Dolphin Sands. The area is home to about 200 people with the only access road cut off at the height of the emergency, leaving some locals stranded. The Tasmanian Fire Services say 2 homes and 1 shed have been destroyed. However, it's expected that several others have been impacted by the fire. The bushfire warning has been downgraded to watch and act, and it is now under control.
In international news, Hamas is suspending hostage negotiations over the Al-Shifa hospital situation as evacuations from Gaza to Egypt resume through the Rafah crossing. Hamas says the suspension is due to Israel's attacks on the Gaza Strip's largest hospital, where medics say patients continue to be trapped despite Israel's public offer to evacuate them. Gaza health authorities updated on Friday that at least 11,078 Palestinians have died since Israel launched its retaliation for the October 7 terrorist attack by Hamas.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.